This is KUT. Across Texas, schools are replacing hardcover textbooks with other resources, digital textbooks, printed worksheets, and online tutorials. As schools phase out hard textbooks that students can bring home, KUT's Kate McGee reports some parents are finding it more difficult to understand what their students are learning and how to help them with homework.
Cindy Capley sits in front of her open laptop looking at the teacher website for her daughter's social studies class. Her daughter is in middle school in the Leander Independent School District north of Austin. The website is supposed to have all the online resources her daughter uses for class.
Even this doesn't have as much as I would have thought, although they're doing world culture, so let me see.
Capley clicks to a page that lists 6 units.
There are some subpages, let me see. Oh, they have video notes.
She clicks on the video notes.
And I need permission.
She's locked out.
So I have come across quite a bit. What happens is, as a parent, I don't always have the permissions that the kids have.
There's also a link to the online textbook, but that requires a login too. Under state law, Leander ISD must allow parents to check out hardcover textbooks, which Capley says she did. When Capley and her son tried to use them at home, she says the hard textbooks were completely foreign to him. They don't use them in class.
And there were many times I couldn't find the answer at any of them. I mean, I'm college educated. I've been doing this a long time. I am a teacher, or was a teacher. I couldn't find the answer.
Capley turns to her son's notes, called an interactive notebook.
The teachers hand out things or quizzes or tests that they've taken, and then they're supposed to glue it into their notebook, and that's supposed to be what they study from.
It looks like some type of textbook you would find in a third world country.
That's Lori Hines, a parent of 4. She shows me her daughter's notebook with a handwritten table of contents, taped-in worksheets, and some notes. Leander ISD says the notebooks are an organization strategy, but for parents, sometimes they are the only accessible resource. Capley and Hines aren't the only parents struggling to navigate the new ways schools are teaching children. To understand why things have changed in Texas public schools, we need to go back 5 years to the 2011 legislative session.
Committee on Public Education will please come to order.
That's when lawmakers passed Senate Bill 6. The law allowed school districts to choose their own textbooks and instructional materials. It also changed the way school districts pay for those books. In the past, the State Board of Education approved a list of textbooks. School districts chose what they wanted, ordered them, and the state paid the bill. Districts also got $30 per student for technology.
Well, what they did with Senate Bill 6 is they took the money that they were going to give you for textbooks, the money that you were getting for technology allotment, and they merged them.
That's Rosa Ojeda. She's president-elect of the Instructional Materials Coordinators Association of Texas. So the state said, we're going to combine this funding.
And we're going to put this money out there for you to now use, whether it be technology, whether it be professional development, or whether it be textbooks.
In 2015, Leander ISD, which has 36,000 students, got $7.1 million for textbooks and technology. That has to last 2 years. Before the change, Leander received $17.6 million just for textbooks. That also has to last 2 years. During a 2014 Leander School Board meeting, the district's technology director, Scott Monroe, said less money means they had to make changes.
Certainly on the textbook side, there's no way we could use that to purchase all the textbooks we'd been getting before. And so really,
at the same time the state combined textbook and technology funding, it removed the price cap on textbooks. Debbie Ratcliffe is a spokesperson for the Texas Education Agency.
It used to be that we would set the maximum cost that we would pay for any textbook.
But the state found if it set a price limit, the publishers always charged up to the cap. Lawmakers thought remove the price cap, create competition, and lower the price of print and electronic textbooks.
So far, that really hasn't happened. The electronic materials tend to be about the same cost as the print materials.
By taking away that cap, it really stepped on its own toes.
That's Rosa Ojeda again. She says the change means districts had to get creative with the money they had, use all online resources, use just textbooks, or a mix. With all those options, Ojeda says it's no wonder parents are confused. Districts, schools, and even classrooms can now use completely different teaching styles and instructional materials.
So as parents, that's not the way we were taught.
But as classrooms and textbooks change, she says it's a school district's responsibility to educate parents. State Board of Education member Tom Maynard agrees schools need to work with parents.
That doesn't mean that they have to take off of work and drive up to the school to go do it.
That's exactly what Leander ISD father David Pressler had to do for his second grade son after he taught him math the way he had been taught in school.
And the teacher came back and said, no, that's not what we're doing. That's confusing him. So I said, well, help. So I had to go meet with the teacher and learn how to do math, second grade math.
Pressler says there's not enough communication between the school and parents.
They come home with this blank worksheet. There's no instructions. There's no education for the parents about what the child is supposed to do. And the child brings you this sheet and says, I have to solve this problem.
We asked Leander school officials about these concerns. District officials say there will be growing pains as the district shifts to more online resources. If parents can't get what they need from teachers or a teacher website, the district says they should contact a campus administrator. Kate McGee, KUT News.